Your mother saved my life. It's Christmas Eve, 1944. Three American soldiers, one wounded, are lost in the snow-covered Ardennes Forest during the Battle of the Bulge. They have been walking for 3 days and nights, trying to find their way back to the American lines, while battle sounds echo through the trees. Exhausted, they come upon a small cabin in the Hurtgen Forest. Elizabeth Vinkens and her 12-year-old son, Fritz, are just sitting down to Christmas dinner. Bombed out of their home in Aachen, Germany, they have taken refuge in the little cabin in the woods. Hearing a knock at the door, Elizabeth blows out the candles and finds three armed American soldiers outside. They are rough-looking. One is injured, but she invites them in to share the warmth and an evening meal. Fritz is sent outside to get 6 potatoes and Hermann, the rooster. Named after the Nazi leader of the Gestapo, whom Elizabeth never liked, Hermann will soon become Christmas dinner. As the scent of roasting potatoes and rooster fills the air, another knock is heard. Thinking it's more lost Americans, Fritz goes to open the door, but his mother, seeing German uniforms, moves past him and closes the door behind her. Frohe Weihnachten, or Merry Christmas, but we are lost and hungry. Knowing she could be shot for harboring the enemy, Elizabeth tells them they are welcome to come inside and share the warmth and food, but they should know that there are some in the cabin that they would not consider friends. Seeing resistance flash in the corporal's eyes, Elizabeth says, "Es ist Heiligabend und hier wird nicht geschossen." It is the holy night, and there will be no shooting here. Elizabeth then demands they leave their weapons outside. Dazed, they comply, as do the American soldiers when she asks the same of them. All the soldiers are suspicious and wary, but as the smell of food wafts over them, the tension subsides, and the German soldiers produce a bottle of wine and a loaf of bread. One of the German soldiers, a doctor, will look at the wounds of the injured American, pronouncing that the cold prevented infection, and though he has lost a lot of blood, with rest and food, he will recover. As dinner is served, Elizabeth says grace. Fritz will recount later that all the exhausted soldiers, American and German, had tears in their young eyes. Seems the oldest among them is but 23, only 11 years older than Fritz. The Christmas Eve truce lasts through the night, with the German corporal even going so far as to tell the Americans how to get back to the American lines, and then he gives them a compass. Elizabeth gave them all back their weapons, and after a friendly handshake, all went their separate ways. Elizabeth and her husband will survive the war and die in the 60s. Fritz also survives and after the war will move to Honolulu. Fritz tried to locate the soldiers, and it was only after many years that he finally met one of the Americans again, Ralph Blank, who was now living in a nursing home in Maryland. Ralph still had the compass and map and told Fritz, "Your mother saved my life." Exhausted and lost, 7 soldiers were drawn to the warm light of the little cabin on Christmas Eve. Love from heaven did come down that long ago Christmas, a holy love that made peace and reconciliation possible, even if only for the night. A holy love reflected in the faith, courage, and hospitality of Elizabeth and young Fritz. A holy love that helped those 7 soldiers put down their weapons and break bread together. God's love does indeed come down to us this Christmas, made real in the birth of a tiny newborn baby boy named Jesus. And just like the light that drew the soldiers to the little cabin in the forest that cold long ago night, so too the light of Christ calls us to welcome friend and stranger, guiding us to live lives of peace and reconciliation. So as we break bread and drink wine together this most holy night, may you and I, who like the soldiers in the Ardennes forest during the Battle of the Bulge, and the shepherds who traveled to a stable in Bethlehem, may we see revealed in friend and stranger a new kind of love, and may we witness to that love all of our lives. And may all God's people say, Amen. Amen.